executive session.
Okay.
I guess I'd like to address the short problem we've had that's been that surfaced to us. The Stanley County Law Enforcement Board consists of 5 members. 2 from the city that are appointed by the mayor and 2 from the county and the Stanley County Sheriff. I have met with Sheriff Rathburn a couple of times to get some of the needed paperwork to identify different problems. The city is, in my respect, is in violation of the contract by not paying the full budget amount that was presented to us. In my opinion, the city is wrong and we owe it to them to pay our full budget that they presented. It's time to straighten out and pay up. I make a motion at this time to pay the immediate and to pay immediately the full shortfall for 2025. And the paperwork that I got from the county auditor was approximately $49,550. And then that motion also include to accept the full budget amount for 2026 and pay the shortfall of their first quarterly report for 2026. According to the paperwork that I got, the city has shorted the Stanley County Law Enforcement Board roughly $103,715. We need to pay, being we've already paid them their quarterly payment, we need to pay back, pay their quarterly part of that we're shorting them.
Before we have a second, I'd like to ask Twyla to give the financial report. There are some requirements on the part of the county, the law enforcement, that were not done. And so, run both ways. So Twyla, do you want to address that?
Correct. As we had discussed previously with the terms of the joint powers agreement, it does say that there is a, for lack of a better term, a shoring up that is to be done at the end of the year. So the agreement is written that the city is required to commit to 58%, let's get the numbers mixed up, of the budgeted amount. And so we fund 58% and then the county would fund the remainder. And that's based on budgeted numbers, which are estimates. And so they can't overspend, which means they would typically underspend. And then at the end of the year, you would shore up what the actuals compared to your budget. And then any remainder, because they can't overspend, there should be a remainder unless they underestimated their revenues. There would be some surplus that then would go back to the law enforcement board and be decided how that would be handled. And that has not been done. We also spoke to the sheriff and that had not been done. And he'd like to see that come back into a regular rotation. The issue with part of that not happening is the untimeliness of the financials from the county. So the information that I received from the sheriff's office is actually 2025 numbers shows a surplus. So there was over $20,000 of more revenue than expenditures for 2025. So the law enforcement entity, which is a component unit of the county, actually had a surplus. They were not underfunded. So they, they might have reduced expenditures, but that overall for 2025, there is no deficit there. There's actually a surplus. So it doesn't appear based on that there's anything due from the city to the county or to the law enforcement board for 2025. So the joint powers agreement does say that the city is required to commit and fund the 58%. So for 2026, that amount was less than what was actually requested. However, when I got updated information from the sheriff's office, the information that they had been providing in their budget request was only the expenditures. It didn't include any revenue. And that's how she was instructed to present that to the council for their budget request. But that's not what the component unit is made up of. It would be all revenues and all expenditures. That would be their budget. And they're fully funded 100% by the two entities, but they also have other revenues, which is what led to the surplus in 2025. They had some surplus revenue. They had sheriff's fees. I think there was another line item in there of revenues that comes
grants.
In. Grants. Some grants, maybe. So those revenues help reduce that percentage or the amount due from the two respective entities to fund it fully. So for 2026, I got updated information that included their estimated revenues because the sheriff's fees are every year. If they had planned to surplus anything or any other, you know, they have some miscellaneous revenues. So the amount that is due per the contract is less than what was presented during the budget. And so we recently received that information. I have asked on more than one occasion for audited financial information or even just preliminary financial information, and that has not been provided. Their audit is behind by quite a bit. And so I don't know if they're kind of waiting for that to be shored up. But in the meantime, I haven't gotten any financials other than the 2025 that I got from the sheriff's office. And that's, like I said, preliminary. It hasn't been audited. And then we've got updated 2026. So that would be the information that would come to council. But before there's any authorization for expenditure, there will need to be a budget supplement because there's no expenditure authority loaded in the 2026 budget to fund for the request here tonight. That would have to come with a budget supplement for first and second reading.
Well, I would suggest that we continue to work with the sheriff's office in their accounting. And we have had several meetings with them. And I think we need to rely on our finance officer to help us work this out and make sure that we're paying the right amount.
Well, I've talked to some county commissioners, and they're very upset with us. They say, you know, you signed a contract, said you were going to pay so much of the budgeted amount, 58% of the budget. You haven't done it. And I see where they're coming from.
Well.
And we haven't, and you got to remember, we got to work with them.
Well, of course.
They don't need us.
Of course, great. But it's important to remember that they also have a responsibility to provide us with all the financial information. That's state law.
That's fine. They can do that.
Yes.
We can get this done.
Right.
Let's clear it up.
Well,
let's get it paid off.
We are
so that there's no hard feelings. And then if there's money that needs to come back, we can do that.
That's right. We're working with them.
But that doesn't, that way we don't have a black eye as far as county commissioners.
I haven't talked with any of the commissioners. I've just been dealing directly with Phil, the county auditor, and with the sheriff.
I think county commissioners are the ones to make up the
But they're not the ones who do the day to day and provide the financial information. That is required.
Like I said, if I signed a contract with somebody and they did not fulfill it, I don't think I'd want to do business with them again. Period.
But they didn't give us the required information we needed. So it works both ways.
We had two people sat on the board. They had a budget that they had an agreement on the budget, correct? In 25, there was a number that there was
I don't given. Believe that is correct. No, no.
Oh,
no.
So we just threw a number in there?
It wasn't complete.
You know, I saw a budget for 25 and it had numbers in it.
It had expenses.
And it had what we would have to pay.
It had expenses and it had a request.
I'm just saying what we agreed to.
Yeah. I think, Mayor Hanson, the biggest problem is the council has a black eye out of that. Different people out there wondering why the heck are we trying to defund the police department? Look at other states that have, and look at some of the things that have uproared in them. But the main thing is it isn't up to this council to decide who's going to get how much back, and who didn't spend enough money here or there. It's up to the council to approve a budget given to us. Now, my recommendation that the two liaisons from appointed by you to the city, by the city, go back to their board. It's the board. Their board needs to decide what they want to hand to us and what they don't want. And what's handed to us also gets handed to the county commissioners too. So it, but it's up to us to accept their budget or we're in default. So we need to approve the budget and then whatever stuff else can go back to that committee and they can hash out whatever they want to hash out. And then bring it back to us. Let us know.
Eric?
Mayor, if I can recommend a short executive session.
Okay.
Eric, you have a motion on the floor.
You do.
It's not.
I have a motion and a second on the floor.
There's no second. There was no second. There was no second.
Greg, you second.
I'll second.
I, for the record, would recommend that we do go into executive session.
I just wanted to executive session first.
Well, we have a vote.
The motion, going to executive session?
The question of the motion on four, can you make a subsequent motion then? That's when they turn, do it right.
Yes, a motion to consult with legal counsel would be in order.
There's a, you know, together.
You know, the bad thing about that, Aaron, was all due to the fact when we go in to executive session, pretty soon we're exposed to a whole bunch of stuff and we can't come out and talk. But everybody that's going to run against us or all the public downtown can say, hey, how come you did this, Larry? How come you did that? And that's why I would like something simple like this before we go in. Because if you expose us, then really we can't say a thing. And that's not right to us.
No, I understand. I think the advice that I can, Larry, I understand. I think the advice I can give is probably advice that is, for me to be frank, I wouldn't want to give that publicly. I think it would create more problems for the city. And I think it's better to do that in executive session.
We have a motion to go into executive session. Do we have a second?
Sir.
We have a motion by Rick Horn and a second by Scott Deal to go into executive session for SDCL 1-25-2, sub 3, legal contractual matters. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye.